is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, Jack Wagons. Brad, the Big Noise episode, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis an E, another rollicking episode of the Fade 5 Podcast. Let's not waste a single second of time. We're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do at the top of every single Fade 5 show. A plus 100 odds or greater is the requirement, Lundy. I know you got a ticket in hand. What is it?
Let's go down the hockey path, shall we? Four games on the schedule for this evening across the National Hockey League, and a couple of those actually featured nationally that you can watch on the old TNT, and we're going to make this into a two-leg money line. All I need is for these two teams to win. First and foremost, we start out with Dallas and Edmonton. Remember, Edmonton's got no Connor McDavid, no Leon Draisaitl. Yeah, that's a problem if you are Edmonton. So we're going to take Dallas to be able to win this one. And then it's not often you will find me leaning into anything involving Ducks. As you know, that usually we stay away from the Oregon Ducks because of how much I hate them as an Oregon State grad. And we have a tendency to avoid the Anaheim Ducks as well because, well, frankly, they're not very good. However, tonight they are taking on Boston. Boston has lost six in a row. Boston is just ready to go to Cancun, okay? That is where the Bruins are at in this particular season. So as crazy as it is, yeah, I'm going to take Anaheim to beat the Boston Bruins tonight. And if you put both of those together, this is a sexy plus 207 over at DraftKings.
Oh, love that call there. Let's go to the Sweet 16, shall we? Night one, being on Thursday. Let's go with a BYU bombarder. His name is Richie Saunders, and I hope he splashes not one, not two, but three triples against the over on 2.5 main threes. Look at that handsome plus 145. Yeah, that gets seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. This game's got first 150 vibes written all over it. So you got two teams that love to zip, 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 zip. They love to score, and defense always optional, especially for BYU. Not as much with Alabama, but you still look at the Crimson Tide. Number 97 in EFGD over the last eight games. So they've been pretty good in perimeter defense. They've only given up 30.9% along the arc. But you look at Saunders, a guy that just continues to unleash from outside. He's hit the over on 2.5 made threes in five of his last nine games. On the year, he's jacking 5.3 triples per game, and he's nailing 43.1% of those attempts. And you look here in the NCAA tournament and really stretching out over the last like month of the season, BYU, over 46% of their shots are coming from way downtown. So hopefully it goes bang, bang, and bang again, baby. And I'm counting my buckaroos on Richie Saunders over 2.5 main threes plus 145 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this hump day edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco, we're tasting sweetness. The entire countdown is going to be NCAA tournament theme. And I'm going to live in the land down under on my first wager here at numero cinco with the Arizona Wildcats. I don't think they're going to bare their claws against Duke. That number sent at 70.5 team total points at a plus 105. A little baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. But I think this line's a little bit too high. You look at Duke, they actually played each other earlier this season down in Tucson. And who got their butts spanked in that one? Well, the home team, it was Arizona. They lost 69-55. They only scored a double nickel, yeah, in that game. Caleb Love, who's got a long, storied, and generally glowing history against the Duke Blue Devils, going back to his Carolina days, he only scored 8 points in the game. It was 3-13 from the floor, and you could get the bad version of the streakiest shooter in the game, and that being Love in this contest. I understand Arizona has gone over in six of the last seven. I understand Arizona is top 50 in adjusted tempo, but you look at Duke, number 16 in effective field goal percentage defense over the last month. They're only giving up 43.7% from two and 29.4% from three. They have kept teams under 70 in 12 of their last 13 games, and a much slower pace is what the Blue Devils prefer. Number 220 adjusted tempo over that 30-day stretch. So put all together, I don't think Arizona escapes the 60s. Give me the under 70.5 team total points against the Dukies, baby. Plus 105 at BetMGM Lundy. Vader follow.
This one scares me a little bit. I got to be honest with you. I see what you're talking about with Duke. I see what you mean about the idea of some defense, Arizona tucking in underneath this number. But, oh, okay, I'll follow. I'll follow with you here. I think, look, there's always something weird that happens between the round of 32 and the Sweet 16, because you go from having, 24 hours to prepare for an unknown opponent to suddenly having 5-6 days to be able to get ready for whoever that opponent is. So let's say Duke can get it done, slow Arizona down, clip the claws of the Wildcats and keep them under 70.5. I'm a little nervous about this one. I can see why it might be number 5 and not number 1, but I'll follow.
Hey, Duke, give me a piece of advice. Sweep the damn leg!
Number 4.
I knew we're Quattro here, the P5 countdown. Lundy was a little bit too reluctant on last one. Now, he actually followed me, and I don't think he is
going to... I'm following. I don't even know why. I don't even know why. Brad, I was in the building for the BYU-Wisconsin game.
Uh-huh.
Here in Denver. Okay. I was there, all right? And I was there for... I mean, I was there for both games. You already said it. This is the first to 110 is going to win this game. Is going to win this game. I witnessed Richie Saunders in person. It was just one of those like, whee, here we go, just back and forth. I don't even know what your logic is on this, but everybody follow.
I'll give it to you, because there are a lot of people out there who are asleep at the wheel. BYU over 85.5 team total points and a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. This game is take my breath away. Cue Berlin there in the background. It's exactly what it's going to do. There's not going to be defense played, and this is the definition of high possession affair. You look at BYU. A team that's just whacking right now. They've gone over this in 6 of their last 8 games. Lundy mentioned the Wisconsin win. They scored 91 in that one. I honestly think it's going to be minimum of 90 points. I honestly think first to 100 likely wins this matchup here in the Sweet 16. BYU, they're only averaging 1.315 points per possession in their last 8 games. The second highest clip in the entire country. Alabama, a suspect so far, kind of merry overall defense, number 97 in EFGD during that same stretch. And Bama, number 2 in adjusted tempo. BYU tucking inside the top 100 in adjusted tempo over the last month. Put it all together, there's a reason why the game totals in the mid-170s, and I'm debating taking the over. But I prefer BYU, who I think is a live, woof, woof, barking dog in this one. They're catching 5.5. Love the Cougs on that over team total, 85.5. Minus 110 juice at BetMGM. Lundy, I know you're already following me.
Well, yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Well, no, I just, again, I saw it firsthand. I saw what this Cougars team can do in terms of getting up and down the court. So, yeah, I do think you can look at the over with this one. I think you probably can look at the over. You just talked about the game total. I like BYU with the points. Honestly, what I think might be fun, you just talked about it being a live dog kind of thing. If Bama gets out, and let's say Bama's up by 4 or 5, I don't know, somewhere in that range, maybe within the first 10 minutes or so of the game, I want to see that BYU number go, like I said, from, take it from the 5.5, maybe it gets up to 7.5, something like that. And I 100% would jump in on them as a live, take the points. I don't know necessarily that I'll jump on the money line, although I do really like this Cougars team. But I definitely think if that, I like it at 5.5. So if early on in the game, it gets stretched out and it's, like I said, it starts pushing 7 or 8, I'm going to jump on that as a live bet.
Run BYU, run!
Number 3.
Hi, Newmar Trace here on the P5 Countdown. This is a real bet, folks. I just discovered it while I was in Las Vegas. True story. I'm at the Aria Sportsbook hanging out with my boys from the Field of 68. So Jeff Goodman, Rob Doster, John Martin. We were having a blast. The guys behind the scene as well. We were drinking buckets of high noons. I think I cracked my first one open at 10 a.m. local time. It's Vegas. The game sits off at like 9:15. I'd already done a full show on BetMGM tonight. I wrapped that sucker at 7 in the morning. I have been up since 3:30. I said, F it. I'm just going to get rocked. and I'm going to rock and roll on a lot of these bets in real time. So I fire up my BetMGM app, and it was like, oh, I heard angels in the background. There was this bet I had never seen before, and it was over under on team dunks in a game. And it was on the Michigan Wolverines. They're taking on Texas A&M, and the line was 1.5. And it was juiced to the under. So I immediately grabbed the plus 105 of the over. I looked at Doster and Goodman and said, guys, I think Golden alone is going to get two dunks in the game. Lo and behold, about 5 minutes of the game, Danny Wolf charges down the lane, throws one down. All right, we got one dunk on the board. All we need is another one. And then toward the end of the half, I believe it was either Trey Donaldson or Namari Burnett, beat his man off the baseline, sprinted up the baseline, elevated, and rocked the rim. Winner! Liquid dinner! And the entire book erupted. People were like, what are you betting on, man? And I educated him. I showed him. So, MGM, you owe me, by the way, because I turned people on. They're like, that is awesome. I didn't even know that bet existed. So I'm going to roll it back right now, and I'm going to take the under on the Arkansas Razorbacks, 3.5 dunks at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. I mean, look at Arkansas taking on Texas Tech here in the round of 16. And I went back and I checked the game logs over the first couple of rounds. And Woo Pig Sue Wee had two dunks and three dunks in those two prior matchups in the NCAA tournament. You look at Texas Tech. A team that's okay, is kind of subpar defensively right now. They've given up 51.4% from two. That's number 201, not the greatest there in the country over the last eight games. But on the year, they're number 59 in near proximity percentage defense, according to Haslam Metrics. Why? Because JT Toppin is a disruptor and a guy that could definitely swat a few shots. Now, you look at Arkansas, guys like Adu, guys like Brazil. They got a couple of long drinks with enormous wingspans. They're going to get a couple of dunks in this game, but are they going to get four? I just don't see that happening in a contest. I think it's going to be a little bit slower paced. Arkansas is really pushing the foot on the, not the gas, but on the brake and slowing teams down because they're trying to punch them out defensively. So it could be two, could be three. It might be a little bit sweaty last 5 minutes of the game. Do you get like a garbage time dunk? But I don't think it's going to come to fruition on the over. Give me the under on Coach Cal's Razorbacks. 3.5 team dunks. It's under game props, by the way, on the BetMGM app. Minus 115 there at the Lions Roar. Vader, follow.
Oh, I'll follow on this one. It was fun. I actually saw on your spreadsheet when you grabbed the one with Michigan. And again, I was there at the game. And so I was like, oh, this is fun. And, you know, clearly hit very quickly. And yes, liquid dinner, very popular in Vegas.
Yeah, give me another round of High Noon's stat. And if you want more bets, you want to fire off, maybe you're making a road trip with your boys to Vegas or the Sweet 16. You know, a couple of guys actually doing that from the Champaign area. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals, and sign up for a free account. We got all kinds of free content that is out there. I've already done the regional reset, picking some futures markets in every single section of the bracket this year. And what is remaining right now, you can read those pieces absolutely free. Get out and charge you a dime. Lundy's always free, always transparent, always public spreadsheets. Also lives there if you love to bet on the puck. And I'm probably going to make some bucks if you're tailing him. I was ice cold in round two of the NCAA tournament from a spread perspective. Spreadsheet, I think I lost like 7 or 8 in a row. But we got back on the right track last night. And of all events, the CBI. Lundy. So tonight I'm writing some of the NIT. Already got my bets up on the Sweet 16. You can ask me a question. You get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Go there and sign up right now. Again, I don't charge you a damn thing. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get some player prop action on the board. Lundy, I think you can't do this in the state of Colorado. So I will live for you on your betting behalf. A little same game parlay in the Florida matchup against the Maryland Terrapins. A lot of people, by the way, believing in that turtle power, thinking they're going to upset Florida. But I really don't care what happens as long as this hits. It's on a pair of Gators. Gibby, Ruben Chinyelu, their backup big man, over 5.5 rebounds. And give me Alex Condon, the main big man, the oi, Australian import, over 1.5 assists. And I'll explain why. Put those hands together. Plus 130 there at BetMGM. Here's why I love this. Chinyelu is probably going to play between 17 and 22 minutes in this game. But he easily coasted passes in his first two rounds. He went for 7 rebounds, 8 rebounds. He's gone over 5.5 rebounds in 5 of his last 7 games. Here is a shocking stat for you, America. The Maryland Terrapins over the last month, Lundy, number 261 in the nation in defensive rebounding percentage. And all Florida does, all they do is get second chance opportunities. They're a team that really chucks a boatload of threes. Around half of their shots are coming from distance. So even with Derrick Queen, even with Julian Reese, you're thinking, oh, Maryland, you know, got the bigs that in incredibly dynamic front court. They're going to be able to hang on the glass. They're 261 in defensive rebounding percentage. And Florida is getting an offensive board on over 40% of its possessions here in their last 8 games. So I think Chinyelu's going to hit it as long as he does get in foul trouble. And then also plays in to Alex Condon. He gets a lot of those offensive rebounds. And what does he do? Holds it up high, kicks it out, and it's Clayton. Bang! Morton, bang! All those guys do is shoot threes. They do it at a prolific clip. So I need 2 assists. He went for 3 assists and 4 assists in the first couple of games. And he is a guy who has actually done this in 4 of his last 6. And by the way, Maryland, a modest number 100 nationally on the season and assist a few goals made defense. It's tracked there at KenPom. So put all together, same game parlay, Ruben Chinyelu over 5.5 rebounds, Alex Condon over 1.5 assists, plus 130 there at BetMGM. New dose in the countdown, Lundy.
All you're doing is teasing me with crap I can't bet on. It's just rude is what it is. It's just rude. Why are you going to be that way? All right. Unfortunately, you can't do player props here in Colorado. So any of our followers, anybody that hangs with us here on the podcast and has for a long time, knows when it comes to the college props, and this includes obviously, you know, college football, everything, we can't do it here in Colorado. Brad's all fancy. Now, he can't bet on his Illini.
No.
In Illinois. Unless he
wants three of his dead.
Yeah. But you can bet on the player prop. So it's just, you know, it's a lot of inconsistencies. It just depends on what state you're in. And then I was in Mexico last week, which just frustrated the hell out of me because I couldn't do anything. No. And I was mad because I'm sitting there looking at the scores going, yep, I would have won that one. So instead, what did I do, Brad?
Tequila.
Liquid dinner.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Hey, mad props. I got them. Just not for the fine residents of Colorado.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Fade 5 countdown. We've already teased it. I love BYU plus a 5.5 taking on Alabama at a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. Too many points. I think this is going to come down to a single possession game. And as I already said, earth. Oh, the dog got a little bit bigger. I like the live dog odds here on BYU to win this thing straight up. I would have had him further in my bracket. Actually, Wisconsin beat him because I'm an idiot in the round of 32. And John Tonchi, what the hell kind of shot was that at the end of the game, man? Come on. You got to get a little bit more elevation when you're shooting over a guy. I don't know. You're giving up 5-6 inches to. But that's all in the past now. BYU is a team I've loved for the better part of the last like couple of months. They have beaten so many ranked opponents, and not just in Provo, folks. We're talking away. And of course, this being played in a neutral court environment. Alabama is just, they're an exciting team based on style of play. Mark Sears is an absolute bucket. There's no question about it. Grant Nelson not playing exactly at 100%. They're subpar defensively. So is BYU, granted. But you put it all together here with the shot makers both these teams have. I think it's going to be nip and tucked around. I don't think anybody's going to really pull away in one of the fastest games you'll ever see. This is like old school, early 90s UNLV that you're going to bear witness to. They're on the floor like Loyola Marymount during the Bo Kimble days. You want to go way back into the time machine. There won't be any defense. So, you know, there's a piece of me that kind of likes the over, but that number is so ridiculously high. I'm like worried, hey, maybe they're not hitting their three pointers, but I still believe this game is going to be around at a minimum 90 to 87, 88 to 85, somewhere in that range. And BYU could wind up on top, but give me the points plus 5.5. My numero uno play on the Sweet 16 edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Lundy, I think I know where your head is at on this one, fade or follow.
Yeah, I mean, we already talked about this one. I told you that I liked him plus the 5.5. I also like it as a live line, as I just mentioned, that if Bama gets up a little bit early. So, you know, just pay attention to some of the live line stuff with this one, folks, because I do think Brad's right. I think this is likely going to be a 4-point or less finish in terms of the final score. So I think 5.5 is too much. I think these two teams are going to be able to play pretty strongly against each other. So take the points that you can get with BYU, and who knows, they may pull off the upset.
All right. Hey, guess what? We got all kinds of additional action. And bonus time, bonus time. Whether it's tied to the Sweet 16, the NBA, the NHL, opening day of the Major League Baseball season, which is on Thursday. It's tomorrow. Maybe to work in a little women's college basketball in that tournament. I don't care, Lundy. Feed me. Feed me. What else you got?
All right, let's I'm going to stay away from baseball here to be able to get things rolling, but we will have some fun with baseball, obviously.
Well, I'm not.
You're going to do some baseball?
Yeah, the Team Huevos parlay play is going to be MLB.
Oh my goodness, good for you, my man. All right, I already told you there's only four games on the ice tonight. Not going to overdo it here with my explanation, but I just put this together. Got some SOGs for you. Shots on goal, give me Timo Meier of the New Jersey Devils to have three or more. Give me Quinn Hughes of the Canucks to have two or more. Zach Hyman to have two or more on Edmonton. If all three of those legs roll with you over at DraftKings, it's a plus 120. Again, Timo Meier for three, Quinn Hughes for two, Zach Hyman for two. And if all of those shots on goal happen across three of the four games on the schedule for tonight, you got yourself at a plus 120. I am also going to stay away from the BYU contest, but I'm actually going to roll chalky with the other three games tomorrow night. Give me Florida, give me Duke, give me Texas Tech. Florida, Duke, Texas Tech. You roll that one, just straight money line picks for those guys. It is a plus 130 tomorrow night. Arkansas scares me a little bit in the contest against Texas Tech, but I do think that they will ultimately come out ahead. So again, if I stay away from the first game of the day, the one that Brad and I have been talking a lot about, BYU and Bama, but you go chalk on the other three money lines, you can sit there at a plus 130. Lots more action coming, including the fact that we got baseball. What does that mean, Brad? Brad, that means we're talking about, the return of the HRR, my favorite bet. Cannot wait to get rolling with that as we get the HRRs going. But I yield the floor to the fine gentleman and his player props from Illinois.
All right, let's go ahead and just dive in right now. Major League Baseball opening day team Huevos parlay play, same game parlay. We have to do it, folks. We have to fade the Chicago White Sox. They might win like six games this entire year. So give me LAA, also kind of a rubbish team, frankly, on the money line. And then on the standard under in Angels and White Sox, I'm going to take it. And that number being 8 runs. You put those hands together. Ooh, that's one of the shoulders that gets seduced by that juice at plus 222 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Guess who's on the mound for the LA Angels? One of my favorite names. Yusei Kikuchi. And we're going to lay a little smooching on him because he's actually a proven hurler, unlike Sean Burke. I don't know who the hell that is, but he's the starter for the Chicago White Sox on opening day. Burke had a 6.75 ERA in spring training. No bueno. Now, last year in 19 innings pitch, very small sample size, only at a 1.42 ERA, but a 3.38 xERA, expected ERA, a good K per nine, but he's got to get rocked. I bet he has like at least a 5+ ERA throughout the entire season. That's why I like the Angels, because Mike Trout's actually healthy. Last time I checked. He may go yard in this game. And then you look at Kikuchi. 4.05 ERA last season, 3.70 expected ERA, so it could have been a heck of a lot better. Really outstanding. Strikeout to walk split of 4.68 in that ratio. I look at LAA, they're 28 and runs per nine at 3.92. We're the White Sox dead last in the bigs at 3.13. So give me the Angels to get the victory. Have to fade the White Sox. And where are the runs going to come from? Both these offenses generally suck. At least the Angels are going to be a little bit more respectable with Trout healthy for now. But I see this game being like 4-2, 5-2, LAA. I love the fact I'm getting better than 2-1 odds on the Angels money line and the under in White Sox and Angels, and that number being 8, and the exact juice plus 222 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, elsewhere, bonus time, bonus time. Let me give you one more Major League Baseball play. Adley Rutschman of the Baltimore Orioles. I'll take the over on 1.5 total bases at plus 120 for reals. Take it on the Toronto Blue Jays north of the border in Canada. And he's got a great history against Jose Berrios. He's 13 for 22 lifetime against him with 5 extra base knocks. That's a 591 batting average and a 1,716 OPS. Berrios gave up a 41.5% hard hit rate last year, though he's pitched really well against Baltimore last season, just a 2.77 ERA and 13 innings pitched. So I don't care if it's a double, a triple, a home run, a pair of singles. Adley Rutschman over 1.5 total bags. Welcome back, baseball. Plus 120 there at BetMGM. NIT, Lundy. We got one game tonight, UAB and UC Irvine, the Anteaters, and I actually own an Anteater shirt. It's one of my favorites. Surfing Anteater is kind of fun. I like the under in the game. I grabbed it at 160.5. It's already down to 158.5. I'd still play it. Total's way too high. I know UAB is 79 in tempo, UCI at 104 in tempo over the last 30 days. But UCI, one of the best defensive teams in the country this season, number 10 in effective field goal percentage defense. It's not like UAB shooting leather off the ball anyway. 195 this season, an effective field goal percentage offense. Look at Torvik, 157. Kempom, 156. Hassler Metrics, 152. Evan Mia, 155. I mean, that's handsomely under the 158.5 number where it currently stands. This thing's going to come tumbling down as it should. It was way too high at open. But I am going to live in the land down under in the NIT tonight. UAB, UC Irvine. I got it 160.5 at open. I'd still play the under at tape time of 158.5. Hey, you want the NBA? Sure, why the hell not? In a game that nobody's going to remotely watch, even the fan bases, the Nets and the Raptors, Nicholas Claxton on the same game parlay. Claxton, 8 or more boards, and Zaire Williams, 5 or more rebounds, so a little dynamic duo there of the Brooklyn Nets, plus 102 on that prop. The reason being, Toronto has allowed the third most rebounds per game over the last 7 of any team in the NBA. Claxton had 10 boards in a game earlier this season against the Raptors, and Williams, he didn't play in that first matchup, but he's gone over 5 or more rebounds in 4 of his last 7. So to recap, on the same game parlay, Claxton, 8 or more rebounds. Zaire Williams, 5 or more rebounds, plus 102. I built that at DraftKings. And, yeah, I think that's it, man. I'm out of breath, and we are certainly out of time. I think I got some additional action somewhere else there on the spreadsheet. Go to thegamingjuice.com and check out our always free, always public, always transparent picks, Lundy's and mine, on that fine website. And also drop us a rating and a review at your convenience, would you mind? Also, feed or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same, at Noisy Huevos. We appreciate you listening. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Keep scoring, BYU!